This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. When you think of gods and monsters, figures like Zeus and creatures that go bump in the night may come to mind. But as Cara Irby reports, they mean something a bit different for a Florida State University researcher.
For Dr. Joseph Gabriel, an assistant professor in the Florida State University College of Medicine's Department of Medical Humanities and Social Sciences, the phrase gods and monsters is about a different kind of wonder and terror.
Well, basically it means that drugs have become things that we both fear, like monsters, and things that we almost worship. We believe they can do wonderful things for us. So there's this binary between how we think about drugs. Some drugs are really, really good, and some drugs are really, really horrible.
Gabriel has been awarded the Jack D. Pressman Burroughs Welcome Award on behalf of the American Association for the History of Medicine. The award recognized his scholarly project, Gods and Monsters, Drug Addiction and the Origins of Modern America. This early career award goes to scholars for their outstanding work in 20th century history or medical science.
My research is about the history of drug addiction in the United States from the early 19th century to the period just before World War II. And my research suggests that the way people experience addiction at the individual level was related to the emergence of narcotic control as a political project.
Although many individuals today have their own preconceived notions on the patterns of drug addiction, Gabriel's research here at Florida State provides some clarity in this matter.
I think it's most interesting how ideas about addiction change over time. We have a tendency to think about addiction as something that is the same in the past and the same in the present, but actually it varied very differently over time.
The award also entails a $1,000 stipend. Gabriel already knows what he plans to do with those funds, and it's not a shopping spree.
I'm going to do some archival work at the National Library of Medicine, and so I'll look at the papers of some scientists who were interested in addiction in the early 20th century.
Gabriel admires Jack Pressman for his work as a historian and feels honored to receive this award in his name. As Pressman inspired him, Gabriel hopes to leave a legacy and provide inspiration for the young scholars to come.
Yes, my advice would be to do something that you really care about and that you're really thoroughly interested in. And don't worry too much about trying to market your product and just do what you're passionate about and things will work out.
For Florida State Headlines, I'm Cara Irby.
One of five departments within the Florida State University College of Medicine, the Department of Medical Humanities and Social Sciences, as the name might suggest, seeks to blend cutting-edge medical research with insights into the psychosocial components of individual and public health. Its research ranges from Gabriel's work in addiction studies to pediatric obesity to mental health distribution systems. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.